The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. There was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem at the sheep gate a pool called in Hebrew Bethesda, with five porticos. In these lay a large number of ill, blind, lame, and crippled. One man was there who had been ill for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had been ill for a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. While I am on my way, someone else gets down there before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your mat and walk." Immediately, the man became well, took up his mat and walked. Now that day was a Sabbath. So the Jews said to the man who was cured, "It is a Sabbath. It is not lawful for you to carry your mat." He answered them, "The man who made me well told me, 'Take up your mat and walk.'" They asked him, "Who is the man who told you, 'Take up your mat and walk'?" The man who was healed did not know who it was. For Jesus had slipped away, and there was a crowd there. After this, Jesus found him in the temple area and said to him, "Look, you are well. Do not sin anymore, so that something worse may happen to you." The man went and told the Jews that Jesus was the one who had made him well. Therefore, the Jews began to persecute Jesus because he did this on the Sabbath. The Gospel of the Lord. Now, if you pick out one little line there in the Gospel this morning, it gives you maybe a good insight into what was happening. When Jesus saw that man lying there and knew he had been there for a long time, he asked him a question. "Do you want to be well? Do you want to be well?" Now, what interpretation would you give to that? And the man who was there for a long time came up with the reply, "Well, it's not my fault, really, because whenever the waters are moved, no one helps me." So right away, we realize he was somebody who was a complainer. So he sat there for 38 years. Well, we don't know how many years, but for a long time. And really, probably Jesus knew, didn't make much of an effort himself. Can you see where it's coming to in the Gospel this morning? And if we apply that to our own lives, well, there are many, 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 many people who do a lot of complaining. We all do a bit of complaining at times. But there are people who continually complain about everything is wrong and everybody else is wrong, and people should change. And the only person that can change is oneself. So it's a waste of time, like that man in the gospel this morning, sitting there complaining, nobody is willing to help me. And Jesus, in so many words, said to him, when are you going to take on responsibility for your own life? And so many of us fail to do that. And we meet examples of that every day. People where you work, where you live, where you do whatever you do, you complain about other people all the time. But as Jesus said to the man in the gospel this morning, just get up, take up your mat and walk, and take on responsibility for your own life. Now, it's amazing. It is amazing, actually, how many people do not take on responsibility for their own lives. They expect everybody else to be there for them, to do what they want to do. They expect everybody else to change, but not oneself. And so, when I was looking at the gospel earlier this morning, I thought, yep, Jesus is really saying to each one of us this morning, take responsibility for your own life. Don't just sit there complaining. It's very, very easy to do. At the moment, we're going through a difficult time. But you know, we're not the only ones. Everybody is going through a difficult time at the moment. And a lot of people, way more difficult than maybe many of us sitting at home this morning, participating in this Mass. So be grateful and thankful for the blessings you have in your life, and do maybe less complaining about how bad things are, and enjoy life before it's too late.